This is James Smith from Dalworth Clean. We go back with Neil Sperry since the early 80s. We welcome you to another hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, James, very, very much. And welcome back, everybody. It's our third and final hour for this Sunday morning. We're glad to have you tuned. Pick up that phone, please. Give us a call right now, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We have Jimmy Turner, the Senior Director of the Gardens at the Dallas Arboretum, standing by right now. Jimmy, just a weather report. How happy is a guy who has 500,000 bulbs in the ground with a little cool weather?
I'm very happy.
Saw your note.
The refrigerator turned on a little bit.
I saw your note. I was telling Steve Huddleston last hour that when we used to have our All Texas All Garden show before I sold it several years ago, we would drive to Arlington about this time of year. It was always right now, and the ornamental pears and Mexican plums were in bloom, and they're a little behind that schedule this year. And so maybe that's going to slow you down and really make it a wonderful spring for you. Hope so.
I do too.
Yeah, all right. So you're going to talk about a shrub that has become very popular in your career during your time.
It has. Just really kind of introduced in the 1990s was the first burgundy foliage one I saw. And we all thought they were going to be nice little short meatballs. And those original ones got about 15 foot tall. But I have lots of these out in the garden. There's a lot of new varieties. And the new varieties are definitely better than the old ones. But purple pixie, or I'm sorry, Chinese finch flower, Chinese witch hazel, or petalum, just from one of the more common shrubs we see now. I have discovered over time they do tend to yellow out a little bit if you don't give them some good bed prep. And I think that's going to be something we see with all the cultivars. Some are a little bit better than others, but not by much.
They are not made for the black clay soil unamended, are they, Jimmy?
They are not. They do need some amendment. I think we all had hopes, but unfortunately not so much.
Mm-hmm.
But beautiful hot pink flowers, a new one called Everred that has red flowers, burgundy foliage that I have some in the garden have done really well. Purple Diamond, which gets 3 to 4 foot tall. One called Purple Pixie, which is a weeping dwarf and only gets about 2 feet tall and looks great hanging out of a pot. Plum Delight, which gets 8 foot tall, but it's actually my favorite with flowers. And then there's a green white one called Emerald Snow that I really like. But I try to tell people, do these just like you do your crepe myrtles, and we always preach, buy one at the height you want it. Don't keep it sheared off in the box.
Yeah, buy one that grows to the height that you have room for, and don't prune it back. All right, I want to go through your list again, because otherwise I'm going to have to do it time and again somewhere else, probably on Facebook. Let me go through these. Purple Pixie gets how tall for you?
About 2 foot tall, but it'll weep and hang over the side of the pot about 2 to 3 feet itself.
Very dramatic, weeping lauropetalum, and it could grow into large containers. Is it winter hardy enough to sit in a container in the winter?
It has been for us. We've had it through our coldest winter we've had so far. So.
All right. Purple Diamond, how tall does that grow?
It gets 3 to 4 feet tall, hot pink flowers.
All right. And then Everred Sunset, I have not seen. Tell us again about that.
That one is a dark burgundy foliage one with really true red flowers. They're not pink, they're red.
That's spectacular. Plum Delight's been around a good while, and you say that's your favorite?
That's actually my favorite. I like the fact when it blooms a lot, and they're hot, screaming pink.
You like that. And how tall? How tall on that one?
6 to 8 foot tall.
So that is very definitely a shrub. You need to allow that plenty of room, and that's one not to be planted and then sheared a lot. And then Emerald Snow has green leaves, not purple leaves, right?
Yes, and white flowers, and it gets 3 to 4 foot tall.
Perfect. Educational programs do you guys have coming up?
We have two great classes coming up on March 2nd. And actually, the one on March 2nd is a two-part class. It's the first one, Organic Vegetable Gardening, with Andrea Bethel, owner of Oak Cliff Organics and manager of the We Over Me farm at Paul Quinn College. On the second, from 9 to 11, she will teach about which vegetables to grow what time of year. And then if you come back on the 9th, you'll go to her farm out at Paul Quinn College, and she'll help you kind of see how to do it. And on the 2nd, from 12 to 1:30, we have New Directions in Texas Gardening with Cheryl Durick, a good friend of mine, owner of Colorful Impressions, if I can say that. And she's going to share some of the changes we have going on in our landscapes now, which you and I know, shortage of water, higher heat, all kinds of fun stuff. It's going to talk about how to work with those, what plants work best with it, and where to buy the right products.
Yeah, there are plenty of good solutions. We don't have to go to all rocks. Rocks are fine in moderation, but we don't have to be all rocks. I keep telling
people. Amen.
There you go. All right. Now, as if all that weren't enough in your life, you have Dallas Bloom starting next week?
Next Saturday. So in the few days, I've got to replant every container in the garden and fluff the garden up and get ready. So.
All right. And Dallas Blooms is what to the uninitiated? What is it all about?
It is our signature festival, our spring festival. It starts on March 2nd, goes to April 7th. And for the first few weeks, we'll have tulips in bloom, 500,000 bulbs, daffodils, tulips, and hyacinth. Then we go into our azaleas and cherry blooms. But it really is our number one festival of the year.
It is absolutely glorious, folks. And it is something, Jimmy, you're probably just about ready to start making plans for Dallas Blooms 2014, are you not? This takes a lot of planning. I was kind of trying to punch you up a little bit there, pal, for my grower friend.
you're always
powder weight. I know. All right, so Dallas Blooms. Folks, the best thing you can do is to join the Dallas Arboretum right now and get a family membership so you can come back to Dallas Blooms. It changes every week. You can come back at no additional charge if you have that family membership. You can do that at dallasarboretum.org, the website. You can sign up for the educational programs. You can find directions. You can find everything. So that's dallasarboretum.org. Jimmy, how do they find you if they just want to get in the car and drive out on a beautiful Sunday?
We're at 8525 Garland Road, and that's on the southeast side of White Rock Lake in East Dallas. Just take I-30 over to Grand Avenue, go north, and we'll be on the left-hand side. Or take Garland Road South Mini Venue, and just look for the green signs that say Dallas Arboretum.
All right, and then the 24-hour information phone number.
214-515-6500.
All right, and the hours that you are open, 9 to 5, 7 days a week, clear until Thanksgiving, the next time you'll be closed. So you need to keep those in mind, folks. 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Beautiful place. Thank you for all you do, Jimmy.
Thank you, my friend.
Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum, and that report is sponsored today by the great people at Busy Bees Pest Control. Proud to recommend them to you. I recommended them to a friend this week. And they are just the best. That's all there is to it. This is a company that came very highly recommended to me by some people that are in the pest elimination industry, but not in a not in an applicator's basis. Let me see. How can I say that? They are with the agency. They are with an agency, and I don't want to get any more specific than that, but I rely on them very heavily. I said, who would you recommend in the pest control business? This is several years ago, and they said, oh, my, you need to contact Busy Bees. They're great. They've been around a long time. In fact, what is that, 45 years the company has been around. And Lisa and Leland Morris have grown it to more than 50 employees in the last 20 years. It really has taken off, and they're wonderful. Busy Bees. Now, they have all those professionals who understand pest elimination. They also have Alfie and Trapper, the bed bug detection dogs. They bring the dogs into your house or your place of business. They're highly trained. They can thoroughly and accurately inspect your home. If bed bugs are detected, the two Busy Bee technicians will treat your home with their certified bed bug-free treatment. Comes with a 90-day guarantee. Busy Bees provides pest control services to both residential and commercial properties, and just take it on my word if you will, please. Busy Bees is the best. To find them, you call, and I'll give you three numbers. If you are in Tarrant County, call 817-838-7311. 817-838-7311. If you're in the Dallas area, 972-416-9404. 972-416-9404. Toll free. I should just give this one, 1-800-INSECTS. 1-800-INSECTS. Or visit them on the web at busybees.com. BIZZYBEES.com. Busy Bees Pest Control.
Hi, this is Michelle Shook, Sales Director for Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening and Gardens Magazine. Interested in advertising? Give me a call at 972-562-5050. 972-562-5050. And now, let's get back to Neil.
Thank you, Michelle, very, very much. Let's go back to the phone lines now. We go to Tony in Arlington. Tony, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How may I help you?
I am going to try and test your memory.
All right.
And it's not going to be an easy one.
Could be scary for both of us.
About a month and a half ago, you were talking to a gentleman online, and I just happened to catch the end of it, that was looking for a bush in a shaded area. You recommended a bush, and you referred to it as similar to Nandina.
That would be Mahonia belii, leatherleaf Mahonia. And Tony, it is similar in how it grows and how it blooms and its biological botanical relationship. They are cousins. They're in the barberry family together.
Okay.
They don't look anything alike, but it's a fabulous shrub for the shade. I have a lot of them at my home, and I've been very, very happy with it.
I unfortunately had some people plant some azaleas in the shade, and they now are very lanky looking.
Well, let me tell you what I have in shade at my home. We have all shade, just about. We live in a pecan forest, and in the 36 years that we have lived there, the trees have gotten larger and larger. I have a lot of leatherleaf Mahoney. It's very prickly, but the thing that's similar about it is it has very, very straight stalks. And I always, with a disclaimer and apology to our Native American friends, because I don't know the right terminology here, with great respect, I speak of the staff that a chief or a warrior would stick into the ground with the feathers. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the way Mahonia belii looks. It looks, because the leaves are 18 inches long and spiny, it's many leaflets on a leaf. They're beautiful. And
how tall does the plant get?
Plant gets 4 to 5 feet tall. Mine are 30, 32 years old, and they're not to my nose.
And any coloration or blooming?
Oh, yeah. The plant itself is blue-gray, or bluish-green, gray-green. The flowers are a brilliant yellow in the winter. They're just finishing now. And then you have clusters of grape-like fruit through the springtime. They're beautiful, and then they're gone. They will come up in the yard here and there in the shade, not in any way to be a problem. It's a lovely plant. Other plants that I have in the shade are the 30 different kinds of hollies that I described last hour.
Right.
And also I have a lot of oak leaf hydrangeas. Now, that's a hydrangea that's a woody shrub. It's not the tenderfoot florist hydrangea that I'm not planting again. Oak leaf is a wonderful hydrangea. There are several selections of it, but just old standard oak leaf hydrangea is what I have. Akuba does well. There are two or three kinds. I have gold dust Akuba primarily. I've used Aspidistra as a tall ground cover that gets about thigh high. It's more of a low shrub look to it. Giant Liriope all the way down to all the other ground covers that do well in the shade.
I think I'm going to stick with that first suggestion. I'm going to certainly check it out.
Well, it's nice. I don't know that you wouldn't want a whole landscape of it, but it's a very pretty drama plant. It's beautiful.
I'm looking for it's a triangle area that is already surrounded with Nandina and trees, and it's only about a 20 by 20 area. And I'm looking for some accent center plants.
Well, it could do that. It could sure do that for you.
Am I wasting my time in taking the existing azaleas that are very woody looking because of lack of sunlight and transplanting them and hoping they'll come back?
I think so. I'm not a fan of trying to move azaleas. They cost so little to go buy replacement ones, and you need new planting soil when you put them in anyway. So it's the biggest expense comes in the bed prep, not in the plants themselves. And I'd hate to see you save a $10 plant and spend $30 to prepare the soil for it. Mm-hmm. And have it not be a healthy, vigorous plant.
Very good. Well, hey, great memory. Thank you very much.
I'm glad you called. The list is short. That made it a lot easier. All right. His line is open, and my other guy just said, not going to wait one more minute, and they would have come up right now. So please give us a call if you will, please. We have open lines for you. I'm looking for some calls at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Good time to call. Let me also give you the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Once again, one of the questions, and it comes right here from what we just heard in that discussion, what are the best plants to use for various purposes? And I decided that there was a way to do this, and that was to create posters, big charts. And my graphic design people that I work with, two or three ladies that I was working with over those years, said you need to put them on cardstock, you need to do them on a gloss paper with in color, make them attractive, and people will keep them and refer to them frequently. And that's what's happened. The 100 best landscape plants for Texas. This is the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers, with all of the details to help channel you right to the perfect plant for your needs. 100 best annual individual flowers with all the details of when they bloom, what colors they come in, how tall, how wide, sun or shade, all of that. Same thing for 120 best perennial plants for Texas. Perennial gardens, you have to plan for a sequence of bloom. You have to know what month something's going to bloom. You don't want everything to bloom in June. You have nothing in April and you have nothing in August. You want to have a sequence of bloom in a perennial garden. 120 best perennials and the complete variety list of crepe myrtles. Now those posters are normally $10 each plus $2 postage. That would be $48. But you get the posters, all four of them, and a $23.95 subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, the best regional gardening magazine in America. All of that is a $71.95 value you get for $34 and $3 postage for the posters. That's all, but it's limited to the number of posters we have, so you need to call before 11 o'clock today. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Advanced Foundation Repair can repair almost any foundation problem with their advanced ProLift repair system. The repairs are guaranteed from owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. At the first sign of foundation distress, cracks in the walls, doors sticking, call the professionals at Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. 214-333-0003. Or visit foundationrepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair. Repairs designed for a lifetime. You can always find a list of my radio advertisers by going to neilsperry.com, then clicking on Neil on the Radio. You'll find sponsors like the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano, Preston Road, and George Bush 190 in Plano. 1-800-4-BAYLOR. And Arborological Services, the Dallas area number 972-442-1524. Tarrant County area 817-849-1160. On the web, arborological.com.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney.
And Rick Shepp.
I'm Stephen Issa.
And Merlene Stockdale.
And Steve Mercer.
We're all teachers at Serenity High in McKinney.
We are in the McKinney School District. We also serve many partnering districts.
Serenity High is for students who are in recovery from drugs and or alcohol abuse and who are seeking a high school diploma in a sober environment.
Students are able to enter Serenity upon completion of a certified rehab program.
For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830.
On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
My greatest joy at Serenity is seeing families and students transform. When they enter, oftentimes they're without hope. When they graduate, they now know they have a future.
Now, those are fun voices to hear. Those are the heroes at Serenity High who help miracles happen there every day at Serenity High in McKinney. You can find out more information at serenityhigh.org. I encourage you to do that. I'm going to encourage you also this evening before the Oscars or whenever you want to go. It could be sometime next week if you want to, but make a special date of it and go to Silver Tie Cuisine. It will be a special experience for you. If you enjoy Thai food or if you've never tried Thai food, those are both good reasons to go to Silver Tie Cuisine. They will help you. We've been dining there for 12, 13 years. I don't know how long it's been. It's been a long time. I remember the first time we went, we were going to try a different restaurant each week for a month. We had concert tickets, and we decided we would do that. And we went to Silver Tie the second of the 4 weeks, and we never went anywhere else. We went back each whatever night, Monday night or whatever it was that we were going out. Silver Tie Cuisine. You're going to enjoy it very much, and I hope you'll get to meet owner Ken. Ken has bought the restaurant about a year ago. He left everything exactly as it was when he bought it. He has worked there for 13 years. He was a part-time busboy who became a busboy, who became a kitchen helper, who became a chef, who became a server, who now owns it. What a cool story. And you ask him if he enjoys his career, and he will give you the biggest smile you ever saw. Every table has fresh roses daily. Silver Tie is a family-owned business. The menu has a wide variety of Thai dishes, freshly cooked for each patron. Every food item from meats to vegetables and fruit, fresh and cooked when ordered. Sauces are homemade using the skill of the chef and cooked to your specifications. Silver Tie also has a variety of gluten-free entrees. They have takeout anywhere within a 5-mile radius. They can cater your next party. You need to make a special event of it and go to Silver Tie. The special event could be as simple as, it's been a hard day, I am hungry, and I love you. Let's go to Silver Tie. That's all it takes. 972-747-7452. 972-747-7452. They're at 906 West McDermott. They're right beside Jason's Deli in Allen. Silver Tie Cuisine, SilverTieAllen.com. Vernon and Azel, this is Neil. How can I help you this morning?
Neil, I'm interested in growing the plumcots here in North Texas. I have a young tree that just produced a little bit of fruit last year, and I noticed now that Wamuk is offering one called Spring Satin. The one I'm particularly interested in is one they offer in the grocery stores every summer called Dinosaur Egg, and I'm sure that's not the varietal name, but I would really like to try one of those if anyone knows where they're.
Boy, I'm totally clueless. I would ask Womack's, and you know, I'd call Womack's and ask them. They'll help you. They're very helpful people. But it is a novelty cross, and I, you know, in 3 hours with Dr. George Ray McEachern on Super Bowl Sunday here, where all we talked about was fruit and pecans, that one never came up at all. He didn't recommend it, and nobody asked about it. So I'm as dumb as a stump. I'm sorry. I when it says growing plumcot on my screener page, I just figured you were going to ask about pruning or spraying or something, and those general things would follow right along with plums or apricots. But you know, apricots are not especially easy in our area. And
absolutely.
And, yeah, and so I don't know that these will be any better. I don't know.
That I have appears to be the blooms resemble a normal plum, and the fruit looks just like a plum. Mm-hmm. They're very dark, have red flesh, so I assume it's more plum than it is apricot, and I certainly wouldn't entertain another apricot tree. I have one that has been very unproductive.
Yeah, they freeze so easily.
And I just leave it because it's a pretty tree. But
I don't see that in the Walmart catalog. How do they have them listed? Or is it on their...
Satin is one that they've offered before.
Was it on their website or is it in the catalog? Do you remember?
It was in the print catalog last year. I honestly don't know if it's an issue.
Spring Satin is right there. Apricot Plum Cross. Dark red skin, sweet red flesh, ripens June. All right.
It was just an experiment for me. I have a Morris and a Methley plum that produce all the plums I want, but I would just like to try one of those.
Well, I'd love to hear back. That's not my strong suit, and then, boy, that is the weakest of my not very strong suit. So I've told you, as a station manager once accused me, Neil, you've told me more than you know.
Well, I appreciate it.
All right. Well, it was fun. I appreciate that very much, and I'll see what more I can find, Vernon. Thank you. Keep us informed.
That's great.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. I enjoyed that. All right, we will go to Paula in Durant in a moment. Let's get our newscast done now because I know Jerry needs to get that done and logged in. And so right now I'm going to tell you about Whiz-Q Stone and invite you to get out to Whiz-Q Stone Monday through Saturday anytime. Go with walking shoes. They'll be happy to help you get around. But it's 18 acres of the most beautiful stone, 22 acres. I'm sorry, I got my nursery on the other end of the Metroplex mixed up with them. 22 acres of beautiful stone, natural stone, flagstone, decorative cobblestone. They have river rock. They have boulders. They have Pennsylvania bluestone. They have everything you could possibly want. Gravel as well, you bet. The skilled professionals at Whiz-Q Stone work with landscape contractors all over the Metroplex. They can work with you to help you create the landscape of your dreams. Maybe you want an outdoor kitchen and you want the beautiful stone work around it. They can help you with that. They have everything you could need. They can give you recommendations for contractors who can do the installation for you if it's something more than you can do yourself. I happen to enjoy doing short retaining walls. I don't want to do one that is a structural wall, you know, where you have an 8-foot wall of soil behind the thing. Those require a little more skill than I have. But if I'm doing a 15 to 20 inch retaining wall, I'll take photos, I'll take measurements, and I'll ask their help in choosing the stone and in choosing how much to get. You'll always want to get 10 to 20% extra just for breakage, overage, to make sure you have the right sizes. That's a tidbit of an example of what you can do at Whiskey Stone. They're at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. They've been there since 1983. 4501 East Loop 820 South. It is like a toy yard for gardeners. You'll love it. 817-429-0822. 817-429-0822. Whiz-Q.com. WHIZ-Q.com. It's WhizQ Stone.
If you listen, you'll hear it. It's what everybody's talking about. And it's here. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
I like credibility in my advertisers. That's just something I look for first and foremost when a new sponsor comes along. When a sponsor came along and said, well, we've been in business since 1903, it was like a fireworks display went off in my head. And I said, oh my goodness gracious. And that's how I got started with Dallas Plumbing. As I sat in the room with the Downs family, two generations of folks from the Downs family, two of the four generations that have owned and operated this business, I thought, what? How lucky can I be? Actually, we had already been customers of Dallas Plumbing ourselves, my wife and I, and so we knew how lucky this was that I would have that opportunity to speak on their behalf. They have won the awards. They have won the hearts of thousands of North Texans in those 110 years that they've been in business. That's Dallas Plumbing. You know their orange and black trucks. You probably also know that they are Carrier factory authorized dealers. Carrier, turn to the experts. Dallas Plumbing. If you haven't used Dallas Plumbing in the last 3 years, you'll receive $50 off your first plumbing or air conditioning heating service call. Their display showroom is open 6 days a week, 5.5 days a week until noon on Saturdays at 11,055 Plano Road, 11055 Plano Road in Dallas. It's just a mile or so north of LBJ, and they have all of the things for your kitchen and bath, all the fixtures, and they're beautiful. That's where we had shopped. Everything in our house came from that showroom. For more information, call 214-340-6300, or to book service work with plumbing, heating, or air conditioning, Dallas Plumbing, 214-340-6300, dallasplumbing.com. Time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom with Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. Sunny and 55 at DFW Airport. I'm Jerry Overton in the 24/7 newsroom. Who's behind those cyber attacks on the U.S.? Well, one congressman has an idea. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. Our weather and touch forecast, sunny, breezy, and much warmer today, up to 70 for the high. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 48 and a chance of showers after midnight. Tomorrow, thunderstorms likely early, then decreasing clouds and very windy in the afternoon. It's going to be cold, too, only 50 for the high, and the temperatures will fall through the day. Monday night, slight chance of rain and snow mix. 53 at Meacham, 54 at Love Field, 55 degrees at DFW. The WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch from the ClassicChevrolet.com Traffic Center.
635 LBJ eastbound at Hillcrest. Construction is scheduled in various lanes until noon today. And in Grand Prairie, road work on westbound I-20 at Great Southwest Parkway reduced to one lane at times with delays from 1382 Beltline Road. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Growing evidence the Chinese military is behind recent cyber attacks on the U.S. aimed at stealing government data and corporate trade secrets. Hearing on ABC's This Week, Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee Mike Rogers says he's certain Beijing is responsible for the cyber espionage.
They use their military and intelligence structure to steal intellectual property from American businesses and European businesses and Asian businesses, repurpose it, and then compete in the international market against the United States.
And Senator John McCain says President Obama should invite lawmakers to Camp David or the White House to hammer out a last-minute deal to avert deep budget cuts set to take effect Friday. McCain says Obama should be talking with lawmakers instead of demonizing them. And the search continues for a hit-and-run driver accused of killing a 44-year-old man yesterday. Dallas police say the unidentified man was pushing a shopping cart across the street when he was struck and killed. Again, looking for a high today of 70. It's 55 from the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. I'm Jerry Overton. We're back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
You never know who will show up in the morning with Hal and Brian.
You got to be proud of your Fighting Irish this year.
Brian Kelly is one of anyone named Brian, as you know, Mr. Ed.
That's right.
Coach Lou Holtz.
What'd you think of the Frogs in the first year in the Big 12?
You know, Texas Christian is a special place. It doesn't matter if you're not from Texas. It doesn't matter if you're not Christian.
Guys,
you were fiery on the sidelines as well.
I always say there are three things you need in life. Something to do, some place to go, and somewhere to eat.
Hal and Brian and special guests. The BAP Morning News, 5 till 9 on WBAP.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry with our best poster offer ever. Get all four highly informative, full-color, 15x30-inch posters and a one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Together, a $71 value, you pay only $34. Why, the posters alone normally would be $48. They're $10 each plus $2 postage. Four of them, $48. You pay $34 and you're getting the magazine subscription as well. You'll get the 100 best Texas landscape plants, the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers, 100 best Texas annual flowers, 120 best Texas perennials, all 120 crepe myrtles, complete details on every plant. Each poster is like a book of its own. All four posters and the magazine subscription, only $34. It's more than a $71 value. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. All right, let me tell you right now about Dalworth Clean. Once again, I told you how I got involved with them 32 years ago when they came to our home and did a demonstration of their carpet cleaning skills, and I just fell in love with the company at that point. I had told you that they have expanded their business to do so many different things. They can now clean, of course, floors, carpet, but they also clean and restore and repair and even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. And each one of those has been a step at a time. James Smith wanted to make sure that they would do it better than anybody else. And wait till you see Dalworth Fine Floors at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. You will say, oh, my, Neil is exactly right. This is flooring at its best. Now, they'll bring samples to your home if you want them to, and the phone number to that particular store is 817-520-1400. It's open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. Dalworth Fine Floors, 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills, 817-520-1400. For all of the other services that Dalworth offers for flooring surfaces, you need to call their main number, and you need to do that Monday through Saturday as well. They work all day, 6 days a week. You should not have to take off work for them to clean your carpets. They just are stellar people. I hope that you'll give them a chance to prove themselves like I did 32 years ago. Don't wait any longer. Call Dalworth tomorrow at 214 or 817-267-8433. Pay only $29 per area, 5 areas or more of carpet, deep down Dalworth cleaned. Again, 214 or 817-267-8433 or book online at dalworth.com.
I'm Steve Hauser of Arborological Services. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
Thank you very much, Steve. Great, soft-spoken, wonderful guy. Let's go back to the phone lines to Paula in Durant, Oklahoma. Paula, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Okay, what I've got is if I plant flowering vines in full sun that's required for them, will the plant, will the vines grow around into a shady area and still grow and bloom?
Well, the flowers are going to be produced where there is sun on the foliage. It's not about the roots being in the sun. It's about the foliage being in the sun. So if you have a, if you have an area that's 20 feet long and you plant the vine right in the middle of that where there is sun, and to the left you have full sun, it'll bloom well there. And as it creeps over into the right side where there isn't any sun, it's not going to bloom as well. It's a reflection on how much sun hits the foliage.
But the foliage would still grow, won't it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you very much.
You bet. And Paula, most vines grow in shade because that's their nature. They grow up tree trunks and such. So, most of them will tolerate some shade. So it's worth trying. I appreciate your call. Let me go to Mike in Fort Worth. Mike, this is Neil. Good morning.
Morning, Neil. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I planted a saucer magnolia about 3 years ago, and I'm kind of losing my patience. It hasn't bloomed since then, so just trying to get your thoughts as to what might be going on there.
All right. How well has it grown for you? They're kind of slow growing anyway, deliberate growing. Has it put on 5 or 6, 8 inches a year?
Yes. I don't know about that much, but probably around 6.
All right. Be patient. You need to be patient, Mike. The reason I say that is that no woody plant or very few woody plants hit the ground running being reproductive immediately. I will draw some biological comparisons. Animals have a juvenile stage to their lives, and at that point then they become reproductive, but there's a time when they're not reproductive. And in the case of flowering trees, they have to establish themselves as trees. Vines will do the same thing. Shrubs tend to bloom at an early age from the time you buy them. But when you plant a tree out and it grows well for you, often that comes at the expense of the blooming for those first 3 or 4 years. It may have been in flower when you bought it at the nursery because it was somewhat restricted by the pot it was in or whatever. But that's not unusual for saucer magnolia. Don't take it out now. You've invested 3 years. Give it a little longer.
Okay. I appreciate the advice.
It's worth waiting. We had the same thing with pears. I waited 10 years for my southern magnolia to start blooming, my majestic beauty southern magnolia. It had to get 10 or 12 feet tall before it would start blooming. So there you go. Appreciate your call. Let me go to Wayne and Richardson. Before we do, though, let me give you the phone number. He is my last call that I have screened right now. And by the way, credit to Lee Reiser for running the boards today and doing the difficult part of keeping Neil on the air when Neil makes that difficult. And although today I think I've been a good boy. And so that's Lee Reiser running the boards, and to Jackie Peel, who has been answering the phones for me all day. She is a very active nursery designer, a landscape designer, and just a great screener and good friend, really good friend. So that said, here's the number, 800-288-WBAP. Please call 800-288-9227. Wayne and Richardson, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, Wayne, good morning. I appreciate all your work.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I've got a bed, about an 8-foot bed in the front of my house, in front of a child's bathroom window that, you know, sits about 6 or so feet off the ground, but I don't even mind if the window gets covered up. I've been reading about your favorite plant, the Nelliar Stevens, and that it can be maintained at about 8 foot tall.
Eight or more, yeah. I'd say 8 to okay. 10 or 12 would be ideal if you're going to have it there long term. You don't want to try to keep it below 8. 8 would be a minimum.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, is there any other holly that you might recommend for a window, you know, 8 to 10 foot range, or would that be the one you would recommend?
No, I actually would recommend that for 10 to 12 to 15 foot. I would say that willow leaf holly will get 8 feet tall and never much taller. Also, the one that I've mentioned a couple times this morning, Oakland holly or Marionelle holly, both of those will get 6 to 8 feet tall and not much taller, at least not in my experience of growing them for 30 years. Those are the best. Willow leaf holly will grow to 8 feet and then not any taller. So it's really your better one, I think. And it looks like Nelliar Stevens a lot.
Okay. Is there any issue with planting it, you know, about 5 feet away from the foundation? Or
no, not in terms of what it would do to the foundation. No problem whatsoever. And okay. 5 feet out for an 8-foot shrub would be perfect spacing.
Okay. So willow leaf. And I think you said that Oakland or oak leaf holly is a willow leaf type, right?
No, they're not. They are alike. But willow leaf is totally different. Willow leaf looks like Nelliar Stevens holly. Willow leaf looks like willow leaf is a selection of Burford holly. And it has a more relaxed look to its leaves. It looks like a Burford holly that has had its leaves run over by a steamroller. They're flatter. It's a lovely holly. I use a lot of it at my home and when I help friends with landscapes. It's a really good plant.
Okay, that's what I'll look for.
All right, good deal. I'm glad you called. Thank you. All right, let's see. Let's take one more call before we take our last break for the day. We'll go to Michael in Denton, who has a Burford Holly question. Michael, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, Neil. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I've got an older home that's had these little Burford Hollies in front of it for probably 40, 50 years. I don't know, but they're starting to die out.
Okay.
And I was wondering if I cut them back to about 18 inches above the ground, will they come back or they just live their lives?
All right, and is this regular Burford or dwarf Burford holly?
No, it's a regular Burford. It's a regular size.
All right, regular Burford holly would want to grow to 8 to 12 feet tall, and this is trying to do that or has the capability.
Actually, I keep them trimmed down to about 4 feet.
All right, that's way too short for regular Burford. If you do that, then it must have gigantic trunks by now. Is that correct? 3-4
inches. Yeah, they're pretty large.
Yeah.
They're pretty large.
All right. I'm going to use an example from inside your house, if you'll forgive me. And I'm not trying to be sarcastic about it. But
sure.
But let's just say that you have an avocado refrigerator and you say, all right, it's working okay. I'm not happy with it. It's got some issues. But I think if I spray paint it, it'll be okay. And then the alternate opinion is, why don't you get rid of that thing and replace it with something new and maybe even remodel your kitchen while you're doing it? And that's kind of what I'm going to suggest to you outside. Somebody has gotten 40 or 45 years of good out of those plants that are too tall to be used that way anyway. How about taking them out and replacing them with dwarf shrubs, some of the newer things that have come along, maybe even a new design? You'll be thrilled with the look. And if you just trim them back and get the same old tired look, it'll be a lot of work, a lot of hope that they'll come back when they may just be worn out from being pruned back for so many times. They've tried to grow, and you and predecessors have said, no, we don't want you any taller, And they, some of them probably are just giving up after all that time.
Yeah, they're beginning just to rot out.
And Michael, it seems to me like I came down kind of hard on you there. I didn't intend to. But,
no, not at all.
I would encourage you to use this chance to make a major change that won't be as hard as you think it will.
Okay. Do you have a brief suggestion across the front of a house that would look good for a hedge?
Yes, but it would be something totally different in terms of a design. I would not feel compelled to go back into the very same bed. Is it a long, straight bed?
Yes, sir. Sure.
Yeah, take it out. Put a nice, long, sweeping curve in and use clusters of plants. Choose maybe 3 or 4 or 5 kinds of plants and have a grouping of dwarf yopons over there and have a grouping of nandinas over here and tam junipers flanking one side of the entry. And, you know, just do a design and have it done right. We're remodeling a house. You can't do that on a phone call.
Yeah, I understand.
And so get somebody to help you with a modest landscape design. It is not a big job. It's not an expensive job. It's not a time consuming, a weekend of work, and you could have a completely new look there. And it's the coolest thing. I've anguished over taking things out for years and then finally have done it. And I said, why did I wait so long? It's amazing. Trust me on this one.
All right. I trust you. I do. I appreciate your help, man.
Thanks for the call. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Let me tell you now, I don't know that this will be the last time I'll do this ad, but it could be because we're going to have to take inventory on a couple of the posters that we have. We're going to run out. I just thought it'd be a cool idea to put this up for a little while to help you get some plans for your spring plantings. What would be the best this or that? And this all, everything I do kind of ties back to my magazine, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. With a 1-year new or renewal subscription to our magazine, which normally is $23.95, you can also get in this offer I'm going to give you all 4 of the very informative posters that we have, each of them 15 by 30 inches on heavy cardstock, suitable for framing if you want to. I mean, they're very attractive posters, but they are for information. They're big charts telling you the 100 best landscape plants for Texas, the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers. I've seen that one hanging in nurseries. People refer to it and say, oh, I need something 12 feet tall. It's a privacy plant. What would I use? And you look on that, and there it is. You're done. All right. The next one is 100 best annual flowers. all the annual flowers that do well in Texas, including wildflowers. How tall, how wide, when do they bloom, how do you get them started, etc. 120 best perennials, and all of the crepe myrtle varieties. All four of those posters, which normally are $10 each and $2 postage, so that's $48, and a $23.95 subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine, so that's a total of $71.95, $34. The magazine, all four posters, $34. $3 additional postage for the posters. That's a deal. Call before 11 today. We may pull the offer at 11 today. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Hi, I'm Megan. I'm a recovering addict. Before Serenity, my life at home was unhappy. My parents realized I had a problem. I got sent to a short-term facility. From the short-term facility, they sent me to long-term, and from there, they recommended Serenity High School. The best thing about Serenity High would probably have to be the one-on-one I get with my teachers and the meetings that we have twice a week here. In the past 3 years, I've seen many kids graduate, and that gives me hope that I can graduate as well. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-742-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney. Now that I have been at Serenity for a while, I feel that my life is more complete, and I feel that I'm actually going to get somewhere in life.
Sweet girl has been there for 3 years. She is really a great example for kids who are coming into Serenity. And when you talk about Serenity High, you know, I've never told you how the school got its name, but it was named by youth in recovery. They voted, and they all got to submit suggestions, and then they voted, and they chose that. And Serenity High opened October 11, 1999. And the rest is history, and the history is continuing to unfold. Principal Julie Ferraro has been there the entire time, or as the students call her, Principal Julie. And when I go over to help there, I'm Neil. And I like that. That's just the best. Want a perfect lawn this year? Well, then you need to stop weeds before they come up. Take over your lawn, and Bonide makes that happen with Prozone Weed Beater Complete. Bonide Prozone Weed Beater Complete is a total lawn weed control product. It prevents weed seeds from germinating. It kills weeds that are already there. Tough grassy weeds like crabgrass and nutsedge, and broadleafed weeds like clover, creeping charlie, no match for Weed Beater Complete. Weed Beater Complete kills more than 200 hard-to-kill grassy and broadleafed weeds. Weed Beater Complete works through the roots and shoots of a weed, killing it before it can get started or after the weed has started to grow. It's available in a convenient granular formulation for easy spreader application. Weed Beater Complete, available at Russell Feed and Supply, all Fort Worth locations, Gibson Ace Hardware in Weatherford, and Handley Feed Store in Fort Worth, or visit bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. B-O-N-I-D-E, bonide.com for Bonide Prozone Weed Beater Complete. We go back to our phone lines now. Let's go to Bob in Dallas. Bob, this is Neil. Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Neil. Fall 2011, big box store, I bought 50 daffodil bulbs. Last year and this year, both, they've virtually all come up, but only like two or three have bloomed. They get morning sun, but not full day sun.
All right.
Is there anything I can do?
And these were planted fall of 2011, you say?
Correct.
All right. So that was 17 months ago or so. Yeah. And you didn't gain blooms last year?
One or two.
All right. That would probably be inferior bulbs, or bulbs that had gotten too dry or something. But one thing you need to be very careful of is that you buy daffodil varieties that have a potential to rebloom for you year after year. You may have heard Jimmy Turner talking about ice follies. I'm sorry, it was Steve Huddleston about ice follies at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Those are examples of a variety that will rebloom and get better year after year after year. A lot of daffodils like King Alfred and Unsurpassable and Mount Hood that get sold in the big national mass markets will usually bloom one time and never again. You'll get nothing but leaves from that point on. I really would encourage you, if you feel like they've been given a fair chance, I would encourage you as you replant with additional daffodils to be very careful to buy varieties that are known to be good repeaters. There are several. Carlton is good. Ice Follies is very good. Both of those are one is number one in the world, and Ice Follies number two in the world. So there you are in terms of sales and comeback ability. So I'd really encourage you to do that, and it may be that you're going to have to replace those.
Nursery instead of big box.
That's exactly right. It's always what I advocate. It's always a good plan. Thanks for calling. All right, let me go to Lois in Sulphur Springs. Let's see. I have a minute left. Lois, how can I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking at one of your calendars here. It says use it all nitrogen fertilizer on your pecans. And
yes, sir.
I called the feed store over here, and they said only one they carried was 2100. Is
that'll be fine. Yeah, that'll be fine. Retail nurseries carry a variety of all nitrogen, higher quality fertilizer than that, Lois. But for pecans, that one is perfect. That's ammonium sulfate, and that's okay for pecans. So you put it on now, 1st of March. It's a little bit early because of the cool nature of the last couple of weeks. But early March, early April, early May. And you could actually move that back just a little bit if you wanted to, mid-March, mid-April, mid-May.
Is that from trunk to drip line or just around the drip line?
That would be primarily out around the drip line.
Okay.
I appreciate your call.
It won't kill the grass.
No, it won't kill the grass. That's another reason for waiting a little longer to put it on. If you're fertilizing your grass, you don't need to put an extra fertilizer on your St. Augustine, come to think of it. I don't think I'd want ammonium sulfate on my lawn, so I'd stay away from it. I didn't realize there was turf grass involved. I'd use an all nitrogen or high nitrogen fertilizer on your lawn, and the pecan will get all it needs. I do not fertilize my pecans separately. Thank you to Jackie Peel, to Lee Riza, and thank you to you. Join me on Facebook, Neil Sperry. Until next week, happy gardening.